Oh, I see that was a bit subtle for some of you folks in the back. It's okay, I got something for everybody, something for everybody. Oh, nope, I messed that one up, sorry. There we go. I'll go on. Go on. Let's get ready. Ready for the big show. There you all are. Oh boy, so much fun, so much fun. my name is William Robert Whipple, but you all can call me Billy Bob. Howdy. excuse me, call me old fashioned, and they do sometimes, but where I come from, Union, West Virginia, we have a bit of a custom, y'all are late. Have a bit of a custom, a tradition that when someone says howdy, usually the other people say howdy back. So we'll try it with a big howdy Billy Bob all together. Wait a sec. We're going to make it formal. After all, we are all family down here in West Virginia. Everyone's related. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great honor to be playing here at the concert tonight at Augusta Festival. My name is Billy Bob. Howdy!
Howdy!
Thank you. yeehaw. Yeehaw. I guess y'all don't say yeehaw where y'all come from. No. I know it can be a little intimidating at first, but Augusta's about learning, so I'll teach you. We'll break it down. Real easy. This half of the room, y'all the yees, okay? Don't worry about the haws now, okay? Just the yees. Over here, y'all are the haws. Don't worry about the yees, okay? They got that covered. So anytime you hear me say yee-haw, y'all go
yee-haw.
Now, don't that feel better? Ding 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 ding.
Yeehaw!
That's beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do for you tonight my patented Billy Bob hot tub rope trick for you all. Beautiful. All right, who turned the pump off? Hot tub rope trick. No, I'm going in, everyone. Oh. Ow. Oh, it's tough. Going in, going in. Here we go. It's hot. Very hot. Come on. I gotta get a new tailor. What is the essential part of human nature that is amused by person's misfortune? No, hot tub rope trick. Hot tub. Here we go. Yeehaw! Now, ladies and gentlemen, after all, this is a musical concert, so I'd like to play a little interlude for y'all. know, that's... No, you're right, it is a sing-along. I just remember it's a sing-along, but it's a different part that I wanted to teach y'all. It's really easy. We're going to divide you into thirds here. This third over here, you all are chickens. So I need the sound of a chicken like this. Buck. Try it all. Buck. Now with feelings, come on, a little louder. One, two, three. In the back, the cheap seats, I can't hear you. Can I hear the back row? Buck. Okay, not bad. Okay. Over here, to the my right, you all are the pigs. I need the sound of a pig like this. Oink. Try it. Now, people, pigs are emotional and sensitive beings. With feelings, people, with feelings. One, two, three. All right, not bad. Oh, center, in the center, my friends, you have the part that is most important. You all are the turkeys. I need you to make the sound of a turkey like this. One must dig deep and find the turkey. One must dig deep and find the turkey within. Come on now, everybody. One, two, three. Woo! That's beautiful, beautiful. All right, now, we're going to start off with a little warm-up. When I point my finger, you all make your appropriate animal noises, please. All together, people, here we go. Pay attention, please. All right, come on now. Here we go. All right, you're ready.
Billy Bob, y'all will do anything. We couldn't see it from back there, but which actually was probably a good thing. Let me tell you, there's a square dance tonight up in the pavilion immediately following this concert. I'm not sure who's playing, but it will be great. There's also a songwriter circle over in Jennings Randolph Hall. That's the building that's a little bit behind Hallie Hirsch, just a little down the hill. It says here there will be gourmet coffee and pastries available at that time. Yeah. What's it say over here? Okay, we'll hang on to that. All right. Our next act is not going to be anything like Billy Bob. She wanted me to make that very clear. Laura Boost Singer is from Asheville, North Carolina. She played with Luke Smathers Band for about 13 years. Y'all heard of Luke Smathers? Incredible musician, great band. She learned her shape note singing from Quay Smathers. She's working on a cookbook with Sue Smathers. She's got a CD called Down the Road, a tribute to all the other musicians she learned from in Western North Carolina. She plays banjo and guitar and sings like an angel. And playing with her tonight is Amanda Luther. Amanda's here on one of our youth scholarships. Let's see, she's taking the advanced banjo class. Get this, she started playing banjo 6 months ago. I hate kids. She's going to be backing Laura up on the bass, and I should let you know that the bass came from Luke Smathers, that's right. And she's part of a band called the Lonesome Mountain Serenaders, and they play a lot of songs by some guy named Luke Smathers. So let's bring out Laura Boosinger and Amanda Luther.
Thank you. We wish that Luke Smathers and Harold and all of them were here with us. It would be fun to be with you all and be with them too. We're actually going to start off with a song that came from the singing of Hetty West, who is a banjo player from North Georgia. It's called The Letter from Down the Road.
I got a letter from my true love up in Baltimore. He said that he, if I would be his girl, that he'd never roam no more. I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road.
By the way, this is also vocal week, and that is your part right there. So let's all try that together. You ready?
I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road. He took me to his parlor and he got down on one knee. I swear that he's the prettiest thing that this girl's ever seen. I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road. Well, I wish I had a new made house on the new cut ground. I'd take my true love by the hand and with him I'd lay down. I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road. Well, it's raining, it's pouring, and that sky is falling down. If my true love goes back on me, well, I will surely drown. I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road. We're going up on the mountain to watch that sunrise high. Don't know if we'll ever come down, might stay there till we die. I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road. I don't want to go to heaven. I don't want to go below. Just want to stay with my true love until that trumpet blows. I got a letter from down the road. I got a letter from down the road. Down the road, down the road. Well, I got a sugar baby down the road. Down the road, down the road. Well, I got a sugar baby down the road. Down the road, down the road. We'll tell him I'll meet him later down the road. Down the road, down the road. Well, I got a sugar baby down the road.
Down the road. Thank you very much. I'm really thrilled to have Amanda here with me, and she is a really fun bass player and plays a bunch of other things too, so it's nice to have her. For 13 years when I was playing with Luke Smathers, we always rehearsed on Sunday nights in the kitchen, in B's kitchen. And often when we'd go out and play concerts, he would talk about B's kitchen, or sometimes I would, and then people would come up after the concert and want to know where B's kitchen was because they thought it was a restaurant somewhere in Canton. And we always had to explain to them, no, that really was B's kitchen. And we practiced every Sunday night, even if it was New Year's Eve. I think the only time Luke ever called off practice himself was when the Super Bowl was on. And their family band started in the 1920s when his older brother George bought, George was about 19 and worked at the post office, and he bought instruments out of the Sears catalog for Harold and Luke. Luke was 14 at that point and started a family band. Luke pretty well turned out to be the one with the most musical talent, so naturally, I shouldn't say this, this makes it sound bad for us banjo players, but he ended up being the fiddle player, since that was the most difficult of the instruments, I guess I'd say. He also played a lot of other instruments, but mostly only played the fiddle out in public. Their career spanned 8 decades, so think about that. And I was lucky enough to play with them for a couple of those. So on Sunday nights, we would get together, and we always started off with Sally Ann. That was kind of their, one of their signature tunes. We played things like Billy in the Low Ground and the Chinese Breakdown. But a lot of times on Sunday nights, it was tunes that they learned off the radio from listening to the WLS Barn Dance out of Chicago and, of course, the Grand Ole Opry. And they really liked big band programs like the Rainbow Room from New York City and stuff like that. So their musical sound and style really developed in Western North Carolina into a style that Luke always called Mountain Swing. So I learned a lot of wonderful songs from them, including things like Sons of the Pioneers, but this was always one of my favorites. Even when I was a 19-year-old college student, I always loved to hear Harold Smathers sing Darkness on the Delta. Darkness on the Delta, that's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. There's fields of cotton, they're all around me. The folks there singing sweet and low. Lord, it's lucky that she found me where the muddy Mississippi waters flow. Well, lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingales way up above. Laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. All God's children got someone to love. When it's darkness on the Delta, that's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Oh, play it, Amanda. A lot of folks that come here have made a life study of working with older people. And it's always difficult, you know, to watch them get to the point where they can't really play anymore and they don't really feel like doing anymore. And for the last few years Harold was playing, he had really bad emphysema. And it wasn't only difficult for him to actually walk in the door and sit down, but he lost his breath for singing. And if we ever went anywhere, he could mostly get himself there, but you know, somebody had to carry his guitar and so forth. So it was always a bit of a struggle to get him to come out. And this was a song I always loved to hear him sing, but it was always a little bit melancholy to listen to an 83-year-old man who was looking at his last days in life sing a song about an old-fashioned locket and a curl and a girl, a love that he had left behind and maybe not have gotten. They actually learned this song from Riley Puckett from the radio. So we'll finish up with this one. It's just an old-fashioned locket and a curl that makes an old-fashioned tintype of a girl. If she were only here today, that little curl that's tucked away of golden hair, so young and fair, would now be silvery gray. There's just an old-fashioned likeness in her face that makes her picture seem to be a priceless pearl. Too many long and empty years I've shed a million lonely tears for that old-fashioned locket and a curl. That's tucked away of golden hair, so young and fair, would now be silvery gray. There's just an old-fashioned likeness in her face that makes her picture seem to be a priceless pearl. Too many long and empty years, I've shed a million lonely tears for that old-fashioned locket and a curl. Thank you.
I'm in love. Laura Boosinger and Amanda Luther. Man, what a voice. And Amanda, she'll probably be teaching the bass class next year. I hate kids. Did I mention that? At 8 p.m. on Wednesday, there will be a Vocal Week student showcase in the chapel. I'm not sure if this is a warning, but there have been some real surprises in the past. So you might want to add this to your Wednesday plans. Wednesday's a big day around here. Starting at 10 p.m. on Wednesday night, there'll be an old-time music jam and dancing session on the porch at Halleyhurst. Snacks will be available for purchase, and the music will continue as long as folks can stand it. No, that's not what it is. I put that it part in there myself. Did you know that? See if I missed anything. I'm sorry here. No. Okay. Well, believe it or not, once again, I'd like to bring out Billy Bob Whipple.
Check, check. Ladies and gentlemen, I get so much out of coming to Augusta. You learn so much here. You learn about dancing. You learn about music. You learn about singing. Learn about herbs and baskets and things. And get a chance to look for a wife. And, you know, well, last fall I even took Bob Smakula's instrument repair class where he teaches you how to cherish and take care of that special instrument. Ladies and gentlemen, before I play my violin for y'all, I'd like to do my famous Arabian bow swallowing trick. Oh, better not. I always end up getting a frog in my throat.
Thank you.
Billy Bob Whipple. By the way, that fiddlestick that he was playing, Billy Bob makes those, and Bobby sells them here, just to give a little bit of a plug. Let's see. I really have no more announcements. The silent auction. Thank you. Actually, that was an announcement, wasn't it? The silent auction continues until after intermission on Thursday night. So you have until then to keep the bidding going. It's to a really good cause. Remember again, tomorrow night is Picking in the Park, which starts at around 7 o'clock. Jimmy Costa will be doing a children's show from 7 to 8. And what else? Anybody have any announcements? Oh, my Lord, I can't even believe I asked that question. I can't believe no one bid. Let's see. Again, tonight, Square Dance in the Pavilion, and it's I didn't know who the band was until I was very seriously and straightforwardly told who it was. It's Rice Diloff and Bradley playing the dance tonight, so you probably don't want to miss that one. I most certainly will not. And these guys are still amazing, aren't they? To go through all these changes this fast, it's always amazing to me. I'm right now just going to start talking about our next performers. This will be our last act for the night. Fiddle player Art Stamper is here. He's been on staff here before. He's the son of the legendary Kentucky fiddler Hiram Stamper. I was asking him about how he started playing the fiddle, and he said he actually started playing banjo when he was a little kid, played banjo till he was about 8, saw that his brother was playing the fiddle and everyone was paying attention to him, so he decided to learn how to play the fiddle too. Learned all his daddy's tunes and happened to be in a really great place where there were a lot of great Kentucky fiddlers around at that time. He played with all the bluegrass greats, the Stanley Brothers. He was in the first recording session with the Osborne Brothers. He played back with Jim McReynolds. He played with Bill Clifton. More recently, Larry Sparks and the Goins Brothers. He's an incredible guy. If you get a chance to just hang out with him, you'll be full of stories when you go home. Playing along with Art tonight are Joe Newberry and Bob Herring. Joe's going to be playing the banjo. He comes from Durham, or he lives now in Durham, North Carolina. He's actually from Missouri. He's been the coordinator of a festival called the Festival for Eno, E-N-O, which actually has to do with acquiring parklands in North Carolina. He won first place in the banjo contest at Cliff Stock this past weekend. And I can't read the rest here, so anyway. And then we got Bob Herring playing the guitar. I did forget my glasses, you know, and everything else was written in this big, heavy black ink, except this I wrote in pencil early. Bob Herring is going to be playing guitar. He was a member of the Hoosier Hotshots. He's also won many fiddle contests, including awards at Cliff Top before it got big enough to be called Cliff Stock. He's in a he's on a CD called Old Paint with Rafe Stefanini. Let's bring out Art Stamper with Joe Newberry and Bob Herring.
We want to say that it's a real honor to play with Art Stamper, and it's just as much fun to hang out with him as it is to play music. So we're glad he came back for a second year here to Augusta.
I guess you noticed when we walked out that we brought two banjos and two fiddles. That means we know two tunes. We're going to start off with a little tune here. Was a good mountain tune called 5 Miles of Elmwood. This is not quite as fast. I'm going to slow down a little bit. These boys are young and reckless. This tune here is called Bumblebee on a Gourd Vine. I like that title. The tune's not so bad either. Thank you. Boy, I wish I was running for something. I might get elected up here. No, I'm not very much of a politician. That's a great tune there. I learned that from Benny Thomason, a Texas fiddle player. I didn't think they could play that way down there, but they did. That's a great tune. And this next tune I learned from an Eastern Kentucky fiddle player we're going to play for you. It's an old-time version of The Ways of the World. And boy, let's do play this one slow. I'm too speedy tonight.
I'll fingerpick this one.
Okay.
I'll fingerpick this one.
All right. This is a good tune. It's a good listening tune.
Bobby, he got me excited. Let me check and see if I'm in tune. Hold on.
Art Stamper, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, that's almost as good a hand as I get every time I leave home. I get a good hand every time I leave, and when I get back, if I don't have a certain amount of money, they run me out the back door. Don't come back till you have X amount. And you usually have a clothes packed and a roadmap figured out for the next trip. They're always glad to see me come, but they're glad to see me go. I think, how much more time we got here, fellas? I think we better play instead of talk.
We got time, someone said.
Okay, good. Let's play the clucking hen. I don't know how many people have heard that, but this is, you've heard the old hen cackle and the old rooster flogged and cackling old hen and stuff like that, but this is a different tune. This is called the clucking hen. A lot of people never heard this tune, but it's a good tune, and I want everyone to learn. All these fiddlers, I want to learn this tune too, because I want to keep carried on.